Welcome to the Gandhi Cast. My name is Tanya, and today I'll be talking about the book Iqbal. But before I do, I have a special guest. Her name is Anmol.
Hi, guys.
She's from The Basic Talk. Go check her out. So, Anmol, what are your opinions on this book, Iqbal?
I really like Iqbal because it brings in the thought of child slavery and how the laws are and laws and rights in other countries. What about yours?
So, it is really meaningful, and I think, this book is really inspirational, for people who aren't that brave, and maybe this book can, teach them how to be brave and, to be yourself. So, Anna, what are your thoughts on child slavery, that, what happened in the book?
In the book, child slavery was a big part. And child slavery is not fair. Children don't get to live their childhood, and it's not the right thing to do. For a government, they should approve if anyone's, if they caught anyone doing child slavery, they should put them in prison for, about 10 years or something. What about you?
I agree with you. Child slavery is not fair. It's not right to do, because if children are going to, work at a young age, they might not know what an actual childhood is, what fun is, how do you have fun? So I think it's not fair, and it should be banned everywhere, all over, everywhere in the world. So, Anmol, in the book, they talked about how their parents had debt. So what are your opinions on debt and, about it?
I mean, if the children are going to work in your space or, carpet factory or anything factory, they should at least have proper equipment to work with, and they shouldn't be paying for equipment because they're working for the owner. And why should they pay for the equipment if they're going to work for you? That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, exactly. And that too, I feel like having the debt isn't fair, because the people who are working are the kids. And that too, in the book Iqbal, their master wouldn't even give them enough money, even though they did. They didn't have enough workspace to breathe in, because the air was so dirty and it was all dusty. So I think having a debt is just not fair for the kids, because they didn't do anything wrong. Now we're going to compare what the rules are in Canada compared to Pakistan and where Iqbal lived. So what are the main comparisons that you can find easily?
Child slavery. That's the biggest thing I can find, because in Canada you have to let the government know that your company exists. You have to fill all this paperwork. But in Pakistan, the government doesn't even know that the company exists, and the government doesn't even care about child slavery and stuff.
Yeah, and that too. People in Pakistan, they secretly bring in children. And that's why they're not getting caught easily. And they might not even have the proper paperwork for their company. So the thing is that their company might not even be a proper company, because it's not certified or it's not been shown to the government if they're allowed to have a company or not. So I think those are one of the biggest comparisons that we can find, and that too, it's pretty easy to find this comparison, because I've actually never heard any problem about child slavery or anything in the book Iqbal in Canada, or at least what I've heard, I've never heard anything like that. But when we read the book Iqbal, it has a lot of details about what happened, and how Iqbal had to live in this condition because of all of that. So, Anmol, who's your favorite character, and what's your favorite part in the book?
I really like the character Iqbal, because he stood up for other people in the factory. He actually felt bad, but even though people were against him, he actually still stood up, and he tried escaping the first time he got caught. Tried escaping the second time he got caught and put in the tomb. The tomb is the cage where you have to stay for 2 to 3 days. And then the third time, he escaped. And he found this really nice guy, Shan Khan, who actually helped him escape and bust any factories who are doing child slavery and stuff.
Yeah, Iqbal is a really brave person, and he's also really thoughtful. He didn't want to work at the factory because he knew that Husain Khan, he wasn't going to pay off their debt. So
and it's going to build more and more as they work more.
Yeah, and that too, he barely even paid them. I think it was really brave of him to, step up for the other people in the factory who work there and for himself, too, so they can get a better life. But the thing is, at the end of the book, he died, which was really sad. So, Emma, why do you think the name... The book was named after Iqbal and not other people in the story?
Because Iqbal was the one who stood up for his friends. Even if they weren't his friends, he still stood up for them and he helped them escape. He had courage. For example, if it was Fatima, she was scared for Iqbal to go, but Iqbal still went and he succeeded. So Iqbal was the reason that he found this Ishan Khan. He was this guy who helped them escape. He was the reason because he kept on trying. And he worked hard to escape.
Yeah, and for the other people, they were scared to get caught or go in the tomb, which Iqbal, he didn't care if he went in there.
Yeah.
He just wanted to do it for freedom and, for his...
He was fighting for freedom.
Yes. How does your opinion change for child labor after you read the book?
First, before reading the book, I never thought, child labor and child slavery was a big thing. But after reading the book, I learned that, it's, a big, big thing in different countries like India, Pakistan, and Africa. Some parts of Africa. Because... I've watched a documentary on people, in Africa, people were making, chocolate beans and stuff that used to make chocolate. And now I learned how, child slavery is a big thing in those countries.
Shh.
Oh my god, okay, now I'm gonna record mine. Mine's gonna be the same question. Okay? One, two, three. So, Tanya, how, before reading this book, and now compared to after reading this book, how does your opinion change on child labor and child slavery?
It changes because, before reading the book, I didn't really think that child labor was a big thing or it was that serious because, now since I read it, after learning what happened to Iqbal and, the people in the factory, I think it's, pretty serious and it should be fixed right away since it's, in India, Pakistan, or, even some parts in Africa because, we even watched a documentary of, how the dark side of chocolate, they would traffic kids, and then, they would trick them at saying, they're earn money, but, in reality, they're just working for them for free with no cost. But, I think this should stop. So, Anmo, if you were the prime minister or, the prime minister of, Pakistan, in India, or some parts of Africa, what would you do to change what happened in the book Iqbal?
Maybe I would, make a rule that you have to fill out paperwork before you start a business or a company so you would know that this company and business exists.
Thank you guys for listening to my podcast. Stay tuned for another episode where I talk about something else. Bye!